Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
King Karna.
This motion picture is being presented to you by the conglomerate entertainment. Please be advised that you should consider this as a warning.
Yo. Now we came here to demonstrate on the real life that we create. We the master of the street. What you heard? Cause everything else is quite absurd. And you know we keep it tight, that's what they say. And when you whip it in your truck, just bang this every day. We won't stop rocking, we coming correct. And all these rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong, more powerful and dominant. So just respect my conglomerate.
Look, Mr. Beck is Bigfoot. Giant King Kong Ball's presence, they've been shook. Try it now. Lock the street, let the kid cook. Tie it down. Don't be mad when your bitch look. Quiet down. You don't sound too convincing. No stamina, Wagner. You need chin-sing. I godfather this shit. Pinky ring king, a bomb, nuclear missiles, a swift link.
Now y'all niggas wanna run it high like roaches.
Cargo a coupe on them boats, let the ships in. It's been a drought, coupe prices is up. Kingston, shellin' from Brooklyn House to Sing Sing. Cold winters get real warm, hailstorm like a shaking and beefing in jail dorm. Got a new beast in the whim and rare form. Now watch how they respect him when ringing the air horn.
What you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin.
What up, boy?
See, we're dropping that strong,
gonna let it breathe, and
more
then I'm
powerful and dominant.
Yeah,
just respect my conglomerate.
With success comes stress if it's my grind. So I light up every night, skyline. I keep getting better, they should call me fine wine. Why they used to bees, wish they could rewind time. But nah, it is what it is. And going hard is just a part of the biz. No porno, right now I'm in the Bordeaux. But usually in a pair, damn, I never saw those. Glass of pink for everybody. They say stay hungry and never thirsty, so I'm buying drinks for everybody. Problem is that I can't link with everybody, and nowadays everybody think they everybody. You think you big meat? No, you don't. Bring the strip club to the house? No, you won't. And I invite you to the top, but I'm sure it's a real nigga, and you would get stopped at the door.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Yeah.
You see, we're dropping that strong,
strong,
more powerful and dominant. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, a real nigga, never worry about what a coward do.
Time is money,
so I respect what an hour do.
One phone call,
and the posse will shower you. You know my regime is
much more powerful.
Same plans, of course.
Every gram is lost.
Get charged to the game, cause every man's a boss.
Respect my conglomerate. Ooh. Cash in the stash, in the mask.
My connect is anonymous.
You don't want a problem with it.
That get your mama hit.
No death for the flesh wound.
I'm the shoot, no restroom.
No room to rest.
With them to test you.
See where it gets you.
Baptize these rap guys to gas lies.
Crack pies, big nerds, get ass size. When the sword hits the waist or the floor hits the face,
he gon' need a prayer, put the call in the mace.
I put it all in the coop,
put it all in the chase.
All in Wachovia,
all in the H. 9 mm's and Tech 9's, you will respect mine.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong, more powerful and dominant. Just respect my conglomerate.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's a Friday night cipher. Yes, you know, it's a jam session. You know how we do with the social lab. 917-889-3926. Get you on the line with us. Press 1 if you have something to say. And that's the only rules with that. But before I go any further, I would like to introduce my co-host, my beautiful co-host from Itty Bitty Plant City, Hot, 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 Hot Chocolate. Welcome.
Yep, yep. Virginia all the time, but repping Itty Bitty Plant City, Tampa Bay area. What's going on, TM Hyman Radio World? It is Friday, and it looks like it's ladies' night. Again.
Yes. I think it's going to be ladies' night forever.
All right. We like
we just got to lock that down.
We like rocking together like that on ladies' night for the femmes. That's right.
Yes. Well, y'all know how we do on the Friday night cypher. We recap the news and entertainment of the week, and of course we rock out. And
that's
hopefully
right.
Y'all loved what I just played. That was Busta Rhymes. My conglomerate, respect my conglomerate.
Respect.
That's what I need y'all to do.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so tonight we're supposed to have a guest on from the Talladega Lady Tornadoes.
That's right.
Yes. So hopefully they will be calling in. And again, when they call in, press one so we know that you want to talk.
Yeah, it was awesome speaking with them on Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, yes, and I got to hear it. Y'all just had so much going on at the time. But I'll share that in a little bit.
Oh.
But right now, we're going to rock out. I'm Madam Boston. That's Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate, that's
right. And you know how we do. Yeah, yeah. On the other side of this, TM Hyman Radio Live, Social Lab. See y'all in a minute.
In a door, I just gotta know. So just come.
9:16 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and we do have our special guest joining us from the Talladega College women's basketball team, the Tornadoes, the Lady Tornadoes. Give it up. We got Shahana Ziegler, our superstar with that name in the house. We also have two more of her teammates joining us as well. We're going to let the ladies introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about themselves as well. Take it away, ladies.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Calhoun. From California, came out here. We just trying to win it all. That's pretty much it.
Like that, like that. And what is your position?
I play the three, but, you know, we interchangeable at times.
Okay.
I'm a guard.
Guard, okay, great, great, great. And I understand that, of course, academics are a very, very large part of what's going on, not only basketball and those skills, and your the collective GPA for the team is all like a 3.5, is that right?
Yeah, it's a 3.4 collectively as a team.
Oh, right. And the majors, ladies, the majors?
We have a lot of different majors. Some people business, biology, mathematics. I myself, social work, and we also have criminal justice majors.
Wonderful. Love ambitious young ladies. Love it, love it. So, again, this is our social lab here where on Friday nights we recap the week in news and entertainment. What are you ladies, what's your outlet of choice when you do have some free time and, you know, it's not the books or basketball?
If it's not getting the gym to work, most of us are usually asleep, honestly.
Something that's a rare commodity around there, especially during test time and tournament time, huh?
Yes.
Definitely. So let me just ask, the Grammys were this past Monday. I don't know if you ladies had a chance to catch any of that. We had Kendrick Lamar, who was a very notable artist, winning awards and winning a lot of praise as well for his performance. How do you feel about him as an artist?
In my opinion, I love the performance. I feel like he just topped off what Beyonce had, but he came out with it harder because he came back with how Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner and how all those people died and how nothing happened. So he's
right.
Making a voice for everybody who doesn't have a voice.
And I heard someone or saw someone say on social media that he is doing what Kanye West thinks he's doing. How do you all feel about that statement?
No one really pays attention to Kanye West anymore. So Beyonce's doing what Beyonce's doing. And Kanye West, he can just follow.
Very interestingly put. Speaking of Beyonce, here in the Tampa Bay area, it was reported on the news that the Tampa Bay police are slow to sign up for duty some of the roles of the off-duty officers when concerts or celebrities or notable people come to town is to work on their security detail, whether it's for concerts or whether it's for speaking engagements, things of that nature. And Beyonce is scheduled to be in the Tampa Bay and in the Miami area in April. And it seems like the Tampa Bay Police Force is a little slow to sign up for that. Now, I also saw a tweet where they made up a meme at Tampa Bay Police on Twitter saying that that's not true, that they're actually in formation, quote unquote, and I think that every pun was intended there to sign up for her police detail. Her performance was, I'm trying to figure out, yeah, controversial in some ways, but I think, more educational than controversial. How do you ladies feel about that?
Well, personally, to me, I felt like it was educational because she's basically trying to tell people of color that they don't have to act like what people want them to be in order to fit in. She's saying, like, be yourself and act as your own. If you feel comfortable in your own skin, be yourself and don't let no one change you.
Right. Now, since there's three of you ladies there, why don't you, say who's speaking at the time, just so, our listeners, and there are over 120,000 of them, so our listeners know who you are. I guess I should have warned you about that first. Now you're going to be afraid to talk. Hopefully not, but.
I know, I love talking. This is Tatiana.
All right, Tatiana. Now, as far as the references to the Black Panthers and what else did we have in her video as far as references? The Black Panthers anniversary, her paying homage to Michael Jackson. Say again.
She has the Hurricane Katrina in hers too.
Right. Any feelings about those references?
The Michael Jackson reference, I feel like she was making a tribute to Michael. Many people,
that's what I thought too.
In a way, they just feel like he just wanted to bleach his skin and that he didn't care about his own skin color, which I feel like he tried a lot to do, like, including that video he made, the Egypt. He gave colored Egypt instead of the Egypt that they're trying to give now in the new movie that's coming out. And then
right.
The Hurricane Katrina, I feel like she didn't want people to forget what really happened.
Right. Definitely.
Because they stopped talking about it.
They did.
It just seemed like, after that whole FEMA incident, everybody was up in arms about that, and then it kind of just died out because there was so many other things going on. Like, they just forgot about it. It's still people that's displaced from Katrina.
Exactly.
And I just feel like you can't forget something that happened not too long ago, in a way.
Right. Because, I feel like it's going to go down. You remember how, they had the 1924 migration that wasn't really spoke about but did happen, the 1929 migration? This is going to be part of it because a lot of people were displaced. They had a lot of people come up here to Charlotte from Louisiana, and start all over. So, but they had people displaced to Texas. There are plenty of states, And that flood is the only reason it would change where their bloodline led to.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, y'all, we are, girl power, I love it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this Beyonce Formation, if y'all don't mind. Can I do me?
Go ahead.
Y'all listening to the Social Lab. I'm Madam Boss and it's Hot Chocolate. We got the Talladega Ladies Tornadoes hanging out with us. And, it is definitely ladies' night tonight. Yeah, so all y'all ladies, let's get in formation. TM Hyman Radio
up.
Live. 9:25 p.m.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. I slay, 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 I slay,
You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
Yeah, I want it.
Best revenge is your paper.
Okay, that is your best revenge. Friday Night Cypress.
Yep.
CMI Radio Live. I'm Madam Boston. Thank you for rocking with us. I got my lady Hot Chocolate on rocking with me. We got Talladega,
okay.
Lady Tornadoes rocking with us tonight. Yo, I feel that song. I don't know why they made such a big fuss about it. I think that had she been white, it would have been American Pride, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the only thing. And, you know, everybody seems so shocked. And I'm like, what other platform can you use besides your work?
Yeah,
because,
it
like,
definitely would have been
we
different.
We do radio to inform people. It's educated.
Right.
Entertainment, you know what I mean? So I think she did exactly what she was supposed to do. She's not the
Taylor
first album
Swift,
artist.
It would have been completely different.
Right. Now, I could see, like, if this was her first song she came out with, you know, that would be like a stage setter, and they would expect her to just make music like that. But she's well-rounded. And why can't we speak on the things that go on in our culture? And why can't we speak about the injustice?
Absolutely right.
Why is it when
and
we speak about the injustice, it's, you know, they're trying to agitate things. It makes you almost think about, like, 1965 or something, you know? That's like...
You actually have... You have Governor... Giuliani, Governor, I don't even know what his position is in New York
anymore.
He
used to be.
This fool is trying to set a boycott against... why?
Because they don't got nothing else to do.
He's going to make the beehive come for him. If the beehive comes for him, it's not going to be pretty. He know the
okay,
beehive
not
shut
at all.
Stuff
they
down
know people
now.
Disappear.
The beehive shut stuff down to him. He's going to find out the
okay.
Hard way.
They're going to be a memory in a minute.
Okay.
I don't know how long they're going to last.
it's not going to be pretty. Now, I have a question for the Lady Tornadoes. We're coming up to an election year. What are your thoughts on our candidates?
Donald Trump needs to give up.
Baby, if I had an applause button.
Hillary Clinton, I really feel like she should have just left it at Bill Clinton. When he's finished, she should have finished too. Because she's really not going to win. But, hey, you never know. Bernie Sanders, I feel like he should take it all. Not only because he doesn't just want to help the white people. He also wants to help colors, and he wants to help more. What's the other guy's name? Eduardo Cruz?
Yeah.
He's just there. Literally, he's just there to help Donald Trump win.
And see, I think Donald Trump is just there as a placeholder and making the other candidates, forcing them to be honest because he's not in any – nobody's in his pocket. He's paying for his own stuff. So he can talk all the nonsense he wants to because – you know what I mean? Because he's not – there's no particular group that
he has to curtail to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no super PACs or no, you know, Farmers of America or any of that. So he can talk all the garbage he wants to, but that doesn't make – he thinks that that's going to make him win, and no, he's not even going to make it. The Republicans aren't even going to nominate him as the representative. Oh, you know, nah.
I hope not.
All this stuff
baby,
right
I'm trying
now.
To tell you, I'm so serious. We're going to have to leave the country.
and fast.
Okay, we're going to have to get on the bus again. We're going to have to get on the bus and take it
they
down.
Might have to open the Underground Railroad back
Ecuador,
up.
Ecuador, Panama City or something. Get the hell out of here. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all. Y'all so beautiful.
Underground Railroad.
She's funny. I don't know. Like, these people, do y'all ever watch Alex Jones?
No. I don't even know who that is.
if you get a chance, look, just Google him. He is, I would call, like, the radio's Michael Moore. Because he, like, brings out, like, you know, the conspiracies and all this other stuff. He kind of, like, is like a fact checker almost.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what he was talking about earlier this week about how there's a bill in place where they're trying to do away with us using paper currency, starting with the $100 bill, stopping making them, and just give everybody cards, like, you know, credit, debit card style stuff, so that they can track everything you do. So, mm-hmm. like, if you want to buy drugs, your drug dealer better have one of those square little square things for you to use your card. I'm like, I think that's the only thing I think they're trying to track, really. I mean, see if you're an alcoholic, see if you're on drugs, see if you're trying to buy people from across, the world.
Well, they're already semi-doing that because they're changing the debit cards to have chips in them.
Right, they got the chips and stuff in the cards now, mm-hmm. where it won't even read the electromagnetic strip on the back.
Right.
You have to stick they has to read the chip in the card.
Right, right.
And they even got, like, where you can, if you have, like, I guess, certain smartphone that you can, like, wave the phone over the the point of sale thing, and you know they can pay for it like that. It's they're trying to do away with the paper so they can track us. I kind of
don't trust the phone one because say you do set your phone up to your credit card, it literally tells everything about your credit card, even down to your social security number. Because I was gonna set my phone up to it. And you do it, say you lose your phone, that person's going to have your whole identity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Together, even if you have that shutdown feature.
Some people don't like the shutdown feature because it costs extra every month.
That is so crazy. I don't... It's like, it's hard not to feel like the sheep that are being led. You know what I mean? It's almost like it's not almost like we have to be mindful of what's going on around us. There are so many people that don't want to listen to the news or don't want to. Some people don't want to be educated. Some people want to not know. They're happier not knowing.
Very true.
But then they're also the first ones who complain when things change. So
yeah, more true.
You know what I'm saying? So that goes back to why it's important for us to vote. I've heard people say things like, well, you know, they don't look out for our community anyway, so our votes are being wasted. And it's like, but if you don't try, that one vote could push the one you want over the mark, but
absolutely.
You never know.
President
you know what
Obama
I mean?
And won the election with 51% of the vote this last time, so yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like we have to be mindful. We have to keep the people around us mindful. And if they're
not wanting to be mindful, then that might not be the person you need to be around.
Mm.
Like, you can go be ignorant by yourself.
Check your circle.
Because we don't have time for that mess over here. So what we're going to do, right, we're going to, you know, we rock out. I'm about to play some 2 Chainz for y'all. And this is how I feel about everything we were just talking about.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Boston, oh. Hot Chocolate, Talladega Lady, Tornadoes. I got it right this time. Yeah, on the other side of this. It's 9:37, Social Lab.
Now, that's crazy. Now, that's hard, Mike. That's hard. See, I ain't see it like that. That's hard. You hard, bro. That's why we've been friends for so long, bro. That's why I used to sneak you in the club, bro. That's for that reason right there, bro. Alright, bro, let me just freestyle smoke this. I'm smoking the LED. And god dang, I got a little drink downstairs. I don't need it though. Let's go. Let me just put this shit.
Mike Wilford.
Told the bitch you motherfucking right. 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 Mike told me this gonna be your favorite song. Ooh, where that red one? That my favorite thong. Put them on. I said, baby, put them on. I said, what you gonna do when you go home? Kiss your man, I tell you, so throw my woo. She called my phone, I told her I was at the stoop. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told her, you motherfucking right. 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 I bought some gold chains with my drug money. Then wore it on the stage just to stunt on them. That's how we do it on the south side. Swipe by an AK using all fives. Pittsburgh zone 6 zone track. Zone 1 do this shit like every day. Old neck, got me roll, count the roll. 24s got the rape pigeon toe. Told the motherfucking right. Told the motherfucking right. Told the motherfucking right. Told the motherfucking right. Gas station, re-up on the petrol. Hit the trap and re-up on the petrol. Shit, by the time you get it, it's a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pune, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. 2 black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with 2 lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a will. Told the bitch you motherfucking right. Told the bitch you motherfucking right. Told the bitch you motherfucking right. Told the bitch you motherfucking right.
I spread a letter, I blood clot, chocolate.
Not wanting with the kid.
I get bids with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. You call this my new hit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit. Now I got new bros. First it was the Benzo. Now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry. I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. They all make your whole click break there. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells, mad then. Who wanna get it cracking? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I run New York.
Yeah, I walk the talk, and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog, boy, I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all lined and talk.
I get it.
In the hood, it's the axe about me to tell y'all about my bread.
I get it.
Run the world, it's the axe about me to tell you they love it, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. 9:44 p.m.
here in the Social Lab, TM Hymer Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boss, and it's ladies' night, folks, and we have
yes.
the beautiful ladies of the Talladega, Alabama Tornadoes women's basketball team joining us as well. Don't forget to go to tmhymerradiolive.com, sign up for that newsletter, get all the information about what's going on in TM Hymer Radio Lab. Live land, contests, anything else that you want to know. Also, get ready to pick up that Hot Heat, that Lapidary mixtape that we got coming for you coming soon to some speakers banging out near you. And before we went to my boy Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, a.k.a. Kanan from
that is my baby daddy.
Show,
okay.
Power.
Number three.
Which is, yeah, she said her baby daddy. Which is that's coming
number
back.
Three, okay, P. Diddy is number one. Then there's Nas. Then there's 50.
Power coming back in June or July of this summer. It's going to be season three. If you haven't seen season one or two, you need to catch up, seriously. Has Empire, I'm sorry, all you Empire fans, I love Taraji. I love Terrence Howard. I love them all. Empire
when
has
come
nothing
back
on Power. Nothing on Power.
But when is
but
the
before, before we went to the break, we were talking about a little bit about technology and you know things with smartphones and chips and credit cards
right.
and debit cards and things like
the
that.
The digital
yeah.
switchover, yes.
Right.
All together now.
Also, story about Apple refusing to comply with a court order to unlock the San Bernardino gunman's iPhone. It's reported
oh, wow.
that the federal government is still investigating the mass shooting in San Bernardino, which occurred this past December. The latest update, it is reported that authorities want to access the information stored on Syed Rizwan Farouk's iPhone. However, the situation has sparked into a battle with Apple to obtain the suspect's information. On Tuesday, Magistrate Judge
Sherry Pym of the Federal District Court for the District of Central California ordered Apple to create a software that would act as a skeleton key of sorts that could unlock the iPhone. Except later that day, CEO Timothy Cook released a statement explaining why Apple refused to comply. Basically, he said that it's not the government's business and the software doesn't even exist. Quote, we have great respect for the professionals at the FBI and we believe their intentions are good. Up to this point, we have done everything that is both within our power and within the law to help them. But now the U.S. government has asked us for something we simply do not have and something we consider too dangerous to create. They have asked us to build a back door to the iPhone, end quote. Specifically, the FBI wants us to make a new version of the iPhone operating system, circumventing several important security features, and install it on an iPhone recovered during the investigation. In the wrong hands, this software, which does not exist today, would have the potential to unlock any iPhone in someone's physical possession. So, and that's
in the right, and that's there. Not even, the only reason that's not good is for the people who aren't doing anything. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. So me being
that
an Android girl
that could
like I am,
be hurt by it.
Exactly. I did not know that as far as the iPhone, it has a feature where if you try to unlock it and you enter the password too many times, it's locked forever, like permanently. Is that right?
You got to call in to get it undone or take it in, I think, to get it undone.
Because
we had that issue over
the
summer.
With my iPad. Yeah, because my iPad is sitting in
security.
Right,
and it got you locked out for like a million minutes or some crap.
Yeah, forever. and on a password that I didn't even create, mind you, like with the last update, I think it was 7.1 that came up. It asked you if you wanted to do a password, and I thought it was the password that I already had, like just to lock the screen. No, that's not it. Apparently, it's something else because I haven't been able to get into my iPad since November.
Oh, God. So and by the time you get it unlocked, it had three other phones out.
It ain't even the phone. It's the iPad. But then by the time I get it unlocked, they'll have four or five more updates that have run through, and I'll have missed those, and it's going to create something else different. I don't even know where to begin to get it unlocked. I don't even remember what the password was that I had on it to begin with.
I don't know. Have you ladies experienced any of that? Like where you get locked out of your technology and can't get back in?
Yes. Do you guys remember the phone, the Droid? Came out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, my niece and nephew were playing with it, and it locked me out until I had to actually go to the Verizon store to unlock it. Minding you, I'm the only one at my sister's house. I had to walk about a cord to 3 miles just to get my phone unlocked.
Wow.
Right before a game.
Right before a game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sure Post wasn't happy about that one.
It was either that or I don't have a phone.
See, that's why I don't buy stuff. I'm telling you, like, I don't buy something until they hit, like, the fifth version. Because I'm telling y'all, the first three are pushed out. They just pushed out. And that's just from my background that I know that they pushed the first three versions out. Period. The first version is the worst, and that gives them the ability to make the next version, which is supposed to be better than the first. But it's like not even 3 full months before they're coming out with a new version. So it's like you almost, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like one of those, like a bottomless, you just constantly paying for new phones. But people will do it, though, just to say they got the newest phone. Oh, that's crazy.
No, you're not crazy. Literally, that's what we do.
Right, it is what the hell it is, for sure. Hey, yes. I got some new music from my baby Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
This is a baby we share. Matt Wiles.
Oh, yes. If
I got
if
a
I
new
like
song I
want to
play for you guys,
oh,
if y'all don't mind.
If I like
y'all
them young.
Mind.
Not at
no,
all.
No, we don't mind at all.
Hey, Matt.
It is. Look, it's a Friday night cipher. Thank y'all for riding with us. It's the Social Lab. It's 9:52. And, yeah, here's Matt Wiles with Love in the 90s. Some brand new-ish. Yeah, yeah. Other side.
Our tornadoes are rocking with us tonight.
Yeah.
I was your first prince back in the summer days. I loved you me a long time, yeah. You had them Daisy Dukes that stop below the waist, showing off your bikini line. And I know, oh, 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 that you got a thing for the young boy.
Congratulations to Mac Wiles. His VH1 show, The Breaks, got picked up for another, I want to say, 2 seasons. So, congratulations, Boo. Oh, I can't call him Boo. My
okay.
Son will kill me, but yeah, okay. Congratulations.
You're so stupid. You know what?
He was talking to
against
me when he
wall.
Said he knows.
Oh, against the
he
wall.
Know, he
yeah,
know,
we got like 3 minutes
he know
left
I like
in
the
show.
Young boys.
Again, I want to thank y'all for rocking with us. Check us out on Monday. Well, of course, we're on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m.
Yep.
You know, check us out on Monday, which is Money Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the contest going on. Drop your email at tmhymanradiolive.com. I mean, tmhymanradio, excuse me, .com.
And the contest number is 917-889-3926. Press 1. Listen for us to ask for the 13th caller. Call in and win our prize for the week, which will qualify you for 2 passes to No Sleep Lifestyle, No Sleep South Beach event, July 22nd through the 24th, as well as 2 pairs of Kazal sunglasses, courtesy of SaveJames.com. Yeah, get ready for the summer.
Yeah.
Hang out with TM Hymer Radio Live crew in Miami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you also, if you, when you drop your email, you'll also, you know, be setting yourself up to get a copy of that Lapidary as well.
That's
so
right.
The mixtape that we got
boy.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hosted by Save James, our boy himself.
Yes, that was close to our heart, yes. And the mixtape is just comprised of up-and-coming artists that are doing their thing. We selected the best of the best.
We break the best artists.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Is there any way people can follow you guys? Like, you know where your games are and stuff like that?
Yes. You can actually go on our school website, and it tells you this upcoming Monday we actually play at Talladega Senior Night against Dillard.
Nice.
Say it one more time, honey. You were breaking up.
You can actually follow us on our website at Talladega's Women's College Basketball. You can Google it, and they'll show up all our games. And this Monday we actually have our senior night. It's our last home game against Dillard College.
And drop your social media site names for us, too, so we can follow you there.
What's our social media site?
Your Twitter, your Instagram, what you got?
We have, individual Twitters, but we don't have, a team Twitter. We don't have...
No. Yeah, you're individuals. You're individuals.
My individual Twitter is... I don't even know mine. I just get on it. No, that's not it. Give me a second.
We only got a couple. We're almost at the end of the show.
Yes, it's the end of the show. We still have a minute to go.
We got 0 seconds.